For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from Reason.com, making a federal case out of almost everything. This is by Gene Healy. Quote, don't make a federal case out of it, end quote. We used to tell people who blew things out of proportion, but that phrase is quickly losing its bite as the federal government expands its jurisdiction into every area of American life. Responding to the Barry Bonds, Jason Giambi steroid scandal, Senator John McCain recently threatened to bring the federal hammer down on Major League Baseball. The week before McCain issued his threat, the Justice Department fought in the Supreme Court to maintain the right to jail sick people taking marijuana on the advice of their doctors and with the approval of their state government. Acting Solicitor General Paul Clement told the court that medicine grown in one's own backyard for home consumption was a national matter, subject to Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce, despite the fact that there is nothing remotely commercial or interstate about the conduct at issue. Please join us this week on Cultural Baggage when our guests will be Keith Strop, the outgoing director, and Alan St. Pierre, the incoming director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML.org. Our other guest this week will be David Rovix, the man some have called Democracy Now! With a guitar.
Now I'm up in Vancouver at the Cannabis Cafe, smoking good old Sensimilia at the beginning of the day.
Vancouver's starting to sound pretty nice to me, actually, tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's a great town, but here's where we need to make the changes, most of all.
In the gulag city of the gulag state of this gulag nation, right here in Houston, Texas.
The heart of Mordor, that's right.
When you folks out there stand up and do something, it will change. There's a few thousand of us working on it. We could use a few thousand more.
Once enough people stick their necks out, then a mass movement is born, and then you never know where it's going to go from there. And people can think that we're just on the losing end, and we're just we don't have any power. But that can change overnight.
Folks, we all already know the truth about this drug war, and we must speak the truth and share the truth in order that the truth eventually will set us free. Starting next week, the Drug Truth Network, both the 420 Drug War News and the Cultural Baggage Show, will get back hard and heavy with these notables within drug reform. We'll continue to seek out those within the law enforcement or the Justice Department who are willing to discuss the need for eternal drug war. But I shan't hold my breath awaiting a positive response. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.